Wait, this. Okay, so we are back. We thought we were recording, but we weren't even on the air. Oh my gosh. We're still getting used to this, you know, this whole little thing. I thought it was on.
Okay, I
So,
just thought I'd
okay,
confirm.
so Mr. Sippy, you sound like you're under the weather. Yeah, are
I
you?
am, yes.
And why are you under the weather?
Because someone has gotten me sick.
Someone has gotten you sick.
I
Well,
don't know who it was, where it happened, but it has happened. I'm not 100% sick, but I'm like at 10% right now, but I feel it coming. You know how
okay.
you have that little, it's like it feels like something's back in my nasal passage. When I sniff, I feel it.
Oh, you need some NyQuil then,
And
huh?
so, yes,
To
I've
knock that
this
out, two
well, I need some
shots, right?
NyQuil.
That's what your mom used to say.
Two shots to the rim of NyQuil.
But we don't abuse it though, okay? No. And never give it to your kids just to get time off.
Hint,
Don't do that.
hint, hint,
Don't do
hint,
that.
hint, hint,
That's what
hint,
what's
hint.
that
A
other
half
stuff?
a cup of NyQuil with some mixed in, rest is
No.
water.
No, kids are, you know, they're too strong now. It doesn't even faze them.
A hot toddy.
Ooh.
Knock them out.
No, you're talking about that sipping on some scissor stuff, right?
No, that's promethazine. That's something
Oh,
totally,
that's
that's
totally
cough
different.
syrup. No, I think that's
Oh,
illegal now.
that's oh, is it?
They banned that because people are getting addicted to promethazine.
They're getting addicted to cough syrup?
Yep.
Wow.
You never heard the songs from, you know, from Texas and Southwest
Well, I didn't
saying
know they were addicted to it.
purple drink in my cup. Got that purple drink up in my cup. No, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Double
yeah,
cup. Red Solo cup.
I didn't know that people were becoming addicted to
That
that
purple
though.
Sprite, make it purple. It has some Sprite to it, that makes it purple.
Purple
A
herbal?
purple nurple.
No, okay.
Yeah. So
So anyway, well, I'm sure you didn't get sick from being kissed passionately.
no, excuse me, but I'm just not at 100% right now.
Oh,
I feel sad.
you feel sad.
Yeah, so we can get the rock and roll.
Are we
So
ready?
I hope that isn't that what we're doing right now?
You ready? Yeah? You're
Yeah,
rocking and rolling,
let's
right?
rock and roll. Let's get her done. That's not my trademark. I know it's trademark property. So
Can
don't
you
sue
just
me.
stop?
Please don't
Just
sue me.
stop.
Okay.
You people from
You people.
Mississippi. Yeah,
You people.
you people from
You people.
Mississippi.
That sounds racist. Yeah.
Is it?
You
You people.
people. Okay.
All right. Well, you know what's not normal about tonight? What's on my mind? I don't have a glass of wine in my hand. So I might have to step out for a second and go get that glass of wine really quick.
Okay.
But anyway,
You need me
so
to hold the show down while you go get it?
can you hold it
I
down?
think I can think I ramble on for about 2 minutes.
You can ramble on.
I can
What are you
ramble
gonna
on.
ramble
I
on
don't
for?
know. So completely out the norm. I don't know. You have to find out when you come back and do the listen to the recording later on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you want me to do
Okay,
that?
everybody.
Okay.
I am gonna go get my glass of wine,
Alrighty-roo.
and Mr. Sippy here
You
is.
got
I
2 minutes.
got 2 minutes. I'm just gonna go get the bottle and bring it in here
So that's like 30
because
seconds
I've
then.
almost finished it anyway. So
Okay.
yeah,
All
you go ahead and
right.
ramble for like a minute or two because I want to talk about who crossed the line. I am so fired up tonight. I want to talk about this.
All right, hello people. This is Mr. Sippy here. Yeah, she's out of the room. So now we can bring the people out the closet. All
Who are you bringing out the closet?
Don't worry about that. All
They better not
right.
be thinking.
So we are starting this new podcast, husband and wife team, and I hope it's something that everybody can relate to. We have topics that we've chosen, that we've written down, and we put it inside of a little jar that we like to pick from. So hopefully, this will get everyone that's married and or in a relationship to talking and being able to get their feelings out. We want to be able to, for people to text in. We want people to be able to call in the show and speak to them as well. So
okay.
Make sure that you subscribe to us and
subscribe.
Here she is. That was completely random, but yeah.
Okay. So we're back on our show, and we can't have a show without a little redness going on. Well, you like how I turned that, huh? Yeah, I turned it so it didn't drip.
Oh, okay. Fancy.
Fancy, I know, right?
No, fancy.
Fancy.
Not fancy.
Fancy. That's fancy. Fancy pants.
It's fancy.
Okay, so who crossed the line for you?
Who crossed the line for me?
Today.
The person who got me sick crossed the line. Infecting me with your infectious disease.
But you don't know who that was.
I don't know. So that person knew who they were. I think it was on one of my ride shares today. I had someone that rode with me today that was very sick and had a thick mucusy cough. So it could have been that person sitting next to me. So I'm blaming him for it. So to you,
boom,
passenger guy, you get the thumbs down. You get the thumbs down for getting me sick today. Because I was fine yesterday. I was fine this morning before I left and went to work.
Yeah.
But I got in the car with you, and you made me sick.
Those darn ride shares.
So
those darn.
For you, sir.
Ride shares.
That's who crossed me today. And I think he knew he crossed me because he smiled and said goodbye when I got out.
Did he sneeze on you?
No. He shan't have, but I hope not. But yeah, that's who crossed me today. What about you?
Okay, so I'm excited. Well, excited and mad at the same time. So, you know, my formal profession, I was an educator. So, you know, I was thinking about it. We have quite a little firecracker of a son. We call him Little Fire. And so our Little Fire, he broke his ankle because he thought he was Spider-Man. He jumped off a wall.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you have to take your kids to the hospital. And we have jobs here, and this is across the line, that don't understand you have to take off because your kids are sick or because things have happened or because, you know, I mean, life happens, right? I mean, especially when you have children. It's so hard trying to work full time. When you have
that,
children.
That life balance we have.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I understand, like, other jobs, like people that work 12 months a year and, you know, they're afraid to take off. But, you know, the jobs that are the most unforgiving, that you have children and you have to take off for them. Can you guess? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Is it educator?
Yeah. Being a teacher. You know, you have to be there from sun up to sundown. Hello there.
To take care of someone else's
other
kids.
People's children.
But you can't take care of yours.
Right. But then when yours gets sick, it's a problem.
Right.
It's a problem. And those people, they just completely cross the line. Like, just completely cross the line. Oh, thank you. We love you too, Addy 24. I love you guys. Yeah. So, I mean, that just completely crossed the line with me. So, I'm upset about that. Okay. And another time, let's see.
You have two?
Oh, I have three.
I thought we just doing one.
No, I have three things that crossed the line.
Well, I'll track it up.
Okay, so I have three things. So another thing that crossed the line are women who claim their kids are deadbeats. You know, we were watching that show on, what was it, on Prime, right? Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
And not
sponsored,
yeah.
By the way.
We're not sponsored. But it was this show on Amazon Prime, and it was called
Where's Daddy?
Right? Yeah, Where's Daddy? And so they asked this woman, like, well, why did you do the child support? Why did you file for it? And she was like, because she was just mad and she wanted to get back at him and hurt him and stuff like that. And I have met my best friend. He was going through that, you know, and someone else I know that I'm looking at right now.
Oh,
Mississippi. You know, it's like so many men, they want to be there for their kids, but the women, they get so freaking mad over no reason. Like, they get mad because the man's moved on. You know, he's just doesn't want to play the games anymore. He just, you know, there's like a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
So that's going to be another topic for another show. But I want you guys to consider, if you're out there, hopefully everybody, you know, is 18 plus, because at this hour, the youngsters should be asleep. But just think about this. Men and women, boys and girls, if you are having sex with someone, that person could possibly be your child's mother or your child's father, and you're going to have to be stuck with them for the rest of your life.
18 years.
It's 21 now, right?
Okay, it's
21. If they go to college or whatever, you still have to pay.
You went dark quick, though. Okay.
Okay. Right. So anyway, you have to think about that. And those women that do that just to make somebody upset, that just completely crosses the line. Like, that makes my blood boil, because you have guys out there that are really good. And I'm not trying to take up for the ones that actually don't want to do anything. That's a whole nother story too, because women, we need to start valuing ourselves. If we just think that guy is cute or whatever, then okay, you're gonna have sex with them, fine, have sex with them, but stay protected.
All right.
You know that he's bad from the beginning. You know that. And don't even think about talking to somebody whose pants are all the way down under the behind.
Okay.
Oh, I sound real old, huh?
I think
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But that crossed the line.
Take a sip of the wine.
Okay, yeah. Let me take a sip of the wine.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's like, okay, I'm gonna have a ladies' night and I'm gonna give Mr. Sippy the night off.
To right now?
No.
Oh.
No. He's working tonight. But
oh, sorry.
Yeah. But we're gonna talk about this further, more in depth, with more ladies. Okay.
What's the third one?
So anyway, my third one, it kind of goes along with that. Women that don't value their mothers. Value their daughters. Mothers that don't value their daughters. You know, if you have older parents that are elderly, they always, when you talk to them, either somebody's fallen down the steps or somebody's broken a hip or somebody's died or something has happened.
Older parents out there that are like fun to talk.
Yeah,
to.
There are some.
They're living their life.
I don't have those.
They're living their best life.
We don't have those.
I don't think we're going to be those older parents.
I hope not.
Yeah, but I understand where you're coming from. There are some that's like that.
So anyway, she was, my mom was, bless her heart. You know, that's what they say.
that makes someone ugly.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it,
okay. They say, look at the baby. Oh, bless her.
Okay, I don't know.
That means the baby ugly.
That must be a Mississippi thing right there.
Well, bless her heart.
Yeah,
that means you're ugly.
Okay. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Yeah. If somebody ever says that to you, bless your heart. Don't say that.
Well, somebody ever say your baby has some pretty shoes?
No.
That baby. Hit in the face.
Okay, all babies are beautiful. They're just awesome little bundles of joy.
I don't know who lies to you.
Okay, anyway, So she just was telling me about how this young lady was in the military, and she purchased a home for her family, and her family's living in the house. And then her mom was like, I'm not going to watch your kids anymore, blah, blah, blah. And the girl is like, well, now my mom is telling me I need to drop out of school because she's not going to watch my kids. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, everybody, all of us, if you have children, you want them to do better than you. You want them to have a better life than what you've had. And she takes care of her nephews or grandchildren, which are boys, but she will not help out her own daughter. And I just feel like women that don't value their daughters, that completely crosses the line with me. Like, that makes me completely upset. Like, I feel so passionately about that.
Because it's something that you can connect with.
I can connect with that.
On a personal level and on another.
On a personal, emotional, all other kinds of levels, I can connect with that seriously.
Right.
So anyway, those are my things that cross me. What do you do kinda to deep. Unwind on Friday? This?
I guess this. I would like to have something to eat. You have your wine.
I made you some fish sticks. What? Wasn't that good?
I am a full grown man. I need steak and potatoes.
I gave you. Well, I don't know not how to make steak.
Not some kids.
How do you make steak? Does anybody know how to make steak? I don't know how.
You don't know. I know how to make.
I don't know how to make steak.
I know how.
I don't even know how to change a diaper when we met.
You know, I don't know.
You taught me how to do that.
I don't know how to make a steak. I know how to cook a steak.
Okay. Yeah. Make. No, I'm not going to go out and slaughter the cow.
I can't do that.
And get the skin off and make sure you don't hit the wrong organ so the fecal matter doesn't splash everywhere. Like, I don't know how to do that. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm a modern woman. You know, I cook every night. I made him some fish sticks. That was his dinner.
How was that modern? Kids' fish sticks.
Yeah. For a grown man.
For a grown man.
You had more than five, didn't you?
Kids' fish sticks.
Yeah. Kids and he's good. He'll live. So anyway, let's move on. So what's the first topic for tonight? Shake it up.
Okay. I wasn't gonna sing the song.
Anyway. What do you think those lounge singers do? The first one is, should children be disciplined?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Sippy here likes to watch the Kardashians, right?
My and guilty so pleasure, yes.
On this one particular episode, the guy, what's his name?
Scott Disick.
Yeah, so he got upset with
the mom's boyfriend Corey,
because yes. He's like, I don't know.
If the little daughter Penelope would have scratched my face.
But the kid did something to the nanny, and I guess the nanny just couldn't take it anymore. And so the nanny eventually, she quit. And right. So the guy, what's his name?
Corey.
Corey was like, if she did that, I'll whoop her ass, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
Beat her.
I think he said whoop.
No, he said beat.
Okay.
I
think he said whoop.
He probably said whoop.
So we're like, oh, and so the Disick guy, he got really upset and you would hit my daughter and you know, all that stuff. So tonight's topic.
I think that there's in that situation, there's a cultural difference. In most African American communities.
I say working class families.
Well, okay, working class, but I'm specifically putting it to the African American families. When we say we are going to beat or whoop our child's
behind,
butt, that doesn't mean that we're going to ball up our fists and punch them in the chest as hard as we can. It means that they're going to get disciplined, whether it's a spanking on the hand, a spanking on the backside. That's what that means. Nothing to the point where it's going to be detrimental to their life. Something that they're going to remember not to do again. Because I guarantee you, if the nanny would have popped her on the hand when she scratched her in the face one time, she wouldn't do it again. And a lot of people are lenient on disciplining their child. If you're into the Bible at all, I will let Sister Ashley, please tell us that scripture.
Oh my gosh, really? You're doing that?
I'm putting you there.
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Exactly. So you can't do that with the kid, especially when they're in the learning stages of life. They need to know what they can do, what they can't do. They need to know these things, and sometimes they have to discipline. People discipline their animals, their dogs. They always say, no. Rubbing their faces and stuff or spanking them on their backside. You have to do the same thing with your child. They have to be trained in order to know right from wrong. So do I believe in discipline? Yes, there's verbal discipline, then there's spankings. Sometimes the verbal will help, depending on how it went, what the situation is called, what happened for the situation, or if something else is worse, they need that spanking.
So what you're saying is, if your child, you know, he's 10 and he went and he stole your truck, would you just put him in timeout? Or would you just tap him on the wrist and say, no.
I think that calls for both. That's a spanking first, because anything could have happened. He could have been an accident. He could have died. He could have killed someone. He could have hurt someone. He could have done damage to someone. I mean, a lot of endless possibilities could have happened. So for that aspect, a spanking will do it. Also, I mean, after the calm down, that's when you have to do the verbal. Let them know why they shouldn't do this. Why you shouldn't take things that's not yours and do something as reckless as taking someone's truck and driving it around recklessly.
Especially your truck, right?
Yeah, especially mine. So I think that calls for both discipline parties of discipline actions.
But I mean, there's a fine line. I mean, well, not really a fine line. There's a difference between discipline and there's a difference between abuse. Like it's completely different. You discipline because you love your children. And you have to teach them that there are limits. You have to teach them that there's things that you can do and cannot do. Hello. Are we okay down there?
I'm trying to cough.
What you're doing down there?
But dang.
Like you're breathing, hard down there.
Might as well go ahead and cough now.
Just get it out. Just let it out. There it goes. Kids coughing too. Yeah, so there's a difference between abuse and discipline. And people say, oh no, that's, you're teaching them that to hit when they get mad. Like, no, you're not teaching them to hit when you get mad. You're not. I mean, there is a difference. Like, so what about I think we have something. Huh? Let's connect. We have somebody right here.
Hello?
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 Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I am.
Are you there?
Man, shut your bitch ass the fuck up.
Okay. Hold on really quick. So we can hear you better. All right. How do you feel about discipline?
That it's only for niggers.
Oh, really?
Yes, niggas should be making my gun.
Oh, it's only for them. Okay, yeah. So why is it only why is it only for niggers?
Because they should be back on the field where they belong.
Go back to the field?
Yes.
We got a troll.
Okay, wow.
It sounds like a black guy that's trying to act right, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. Wow, man.
Probably somebody I know.
What's so funny, nigga? Get back to Megan.
Oh my god. It's definitely
somebody.
Just
call me on my phone, brother.
Yeah. We'll get with you. Yeah, we like people like you.
No, I already know who this is.
Yeah, we know who you are. We know where you live. So goodbye.
I would have entertained it.
I don't want to entertain that. So anyway, getting on the discipline. I mean, you have to. You have to, you know, discipline your kids and just tell them, talk to them. Okay, so you know, there's another school shooting, right? In California.
Yeah.
So with all of the shootings and everything, do you think that is bad parenting?
Yeah. I mean, everything stems from the home. You got to have a stable home in order for the kids to be somewhat successful in life, or for them not to be doing things like that. If a parent was involved in their child's lives, they know what's in their room. Like, they give kids too much privacy. If the child is in your household, they have no privacy. So it's just too much leniency going on. I mean, parents need to get more involved and stop giving them things and devices and all these other things at an early age. You know, like, how can a teenager or a fifth grader get access to a weapon and you don't have it locked up or anything like that? So that falls on the parent.
Yeah.
Especially if they have it. So if you have it in your home, it's your responsibility to make sure that it's in a place where they can't access it. I mean, even if they see it, they shouldn't be able to access it. So, I mean, that falls on the parent 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, if they go out on the streets and get one from some, you know, off the streets, off the black market and stuff. So, I mean, there's not really too much you can do, but you can always check their room.
Yeah.
Check their backpacks before they leave and go to school. But you know how your child is. You know the behaviors of your child. So if you're not aware of that, you're not connected with your child. So if your child is acting irate or looking kind of weird before they go to school, like, you need to check those things. And if you're that parent that's a single parent and your kid goes to school after you go to work, there's some things you need to do. Put cameras in your house or invade their privacy with their phone or add apps to their phone where you can see their texts, who they're texting, track their phone to see where they're going. So there are things that could be done that's out there that's really available for parents to use. So, I mean, take those necessary precautions in order to make sure your child is not doing what he or she shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, definitely. And for those parents, don't be afraid to say no. You know, don't be afraid. You don't want to be that fun parent all the time. I mean, it's cool. You know, you can be a cool parent and stuff, but you have to have a relationship with them and you have to be the authority figure. Don't be afraid to say no and take their phone away and look to see what's going on with their social media. Because you have to know what your child is doing at all times. Oh, I got a good one. So moving on from the discipline. Oh, and I think this kind of goes along with the little caller that we just had. Do people look down on others that have Southern accents?
You do.
What? No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I love the Southern accent.
You don't.
No, I do. No, I do. I think it's cute. No. I think it's awesome.
How come when we go to if we go through a drive-thru in the South, you don't understand what they're saying?
That doesn't mean I look down on them because I don't understand what they're saying.
It sounds so special out here.
I never say that. I don't understand what they're saying. And so Mr. Sippy has to translate for me.
I have to translate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to an old school what Steve Harvey said one time. So this is a Mississippi or a Southern term. So if I said set that there right there, what does that mean?
It means sit down, right?
Nope.
What?
You're gonna put something in some other place.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. So, you know, I was at one of my doctoral meetings, and one of the professors was like, I think he was from like Alabama somewhere, and he said, "Yeah, when I speak, and he was a white guy, and he's like, yeah, when I speak, people look at me crazy, but then I have to tell them my name, you know, I'm Dr. So-and-so. And then that's when they try to treat me differently. You know, he's like, and I know it's because of my accent." Mm-hmm. So I guess a lot of Southerners, no matter what color you are, you get it. Like, they might talk about your, how you sound or whatever.
Yeah, if you're from the South, people react to, they talk to you, they act differently towards you because they think you're dumb or you can't speak proper English. Even though if you're speaking proper English, they still think you sound special or something's wrong with you. It's kind of equivalent
to... Oh, we got one. One answer.
It's kind of equivalent to... Okay.
So, hello.
Fucking nigger.
This is another Southern accent then, right?
Yeah, that's a Southern accent.
So that's a Southern accent. So
actually, I'm white. Hello?
I think they hung up.
Oh, God. I forget what I was saying.
So you were saying that, oh, this guy, oh, he just gave up. So, what you were saying, oh, this is the world we live in. So you were saying that they feel like you're...
No, I was saying as it's equivalent to, you know, when we hear Southern people, it's like you think they're not smart because of the way they sound. So it's equivalent to hearing a foreigner when they don't speak English. You think they're dumb. You know, so I notice a lot when, especially with a lot of Hispanics, when they're here in America, when they don't know the English language.
Yeah.
They try to talk. Comprende, you know, people try to yell at them like they're special.
Yeah.
And these people aren't. I mean, Hispanics are, they have doctorate degrees, master's degrees.
Yeah.
They have higher education just like anybody else in the world. But if they don't speak the language, that's when you automatically assume that they're not bright, they're dumb, you know. So you have to look past the sound, the accents and all that, and just take your time to get to know a person before you judge them based upon how they sound, and learn a new language.
Yeah, that's true.
Comprende.
Tu comprends?
Ah, oui, oui, madame.
So, something else we could talk about. Right, let's see, what we talked about, the discipline, how Southern people sound. So, I got a good one. Why do good girls like bad boys? You're not a bad boy, so.
No, the good girls like bad boys.
Let's switch it for you.
Why? Of thrill.
Why do good boys like bad girls?
I don't like bad girls.
You don't like Bad Girls?
No. There's nothing thrill seeking for me for that because Bad Girls usually want to start fights all the time.
You want to start fights?
Yeah, I'm not a fighter.
But they have
daddy issues. I will if I have to, but I don't want to deal with that type of drama all the time. Like, really? No, I'm good on that front.
It's just too much.
It's too much. Too much. I don't need that much drama in my life. So no, I don't deal with it.
So I can tell you why good girls like bad boys. It's a thrill, whatever. But it's also because a good girl or a nice girl who has her head on straight, they like to help people, you know, some of the time. And they might see this bad boy, they might see potential in him. And that might be like their project. Like, I think I could change him. I think I can work with him. You know, I just see so much in him. I think it'll be good. I think, you know. And so, I mean, you know, you can't change a person unless the person is willing to make that change. Like you can't do it, you know? And so that's when the good girl gets trapped in that rabbit hole and starts falling in love, falling for the bad boy. And he basically, sometimes he has her mind, but you know, I mean, some people work it out and it turns out well. But I know a lot of the time they just see the potential in that person. Like, you know, bad boy, like, oh, but he's so cute and he's so smart and I think that he can do this and I think he'll be better. I know that.
Like I said, also it's like they see a person that's not afraid to do something.
Yeah.
They're a bad person or they're not afraid to take charge and just be all balls to the wall, you know, about life and thrill seeking and everything else, and overly protected and protecting what's mine and all this. They feel, I think that they want to feel somewhat protected, and they won't get that with a nice guy.
They think they won't get it with a nice guy. It depends.
Yeah.
It depends on who they are.
Right.
I think everybody has a little bit of bad girl, bad boy inside of them.
Yeah, I concur.
Deep down, hidden inside.
It doesn't have to be hidden. Sometimes it takes something for it to bring it out.
Yeah, like callers that try to call in and say crazy stuff.
that black guy needs to chill out.
Oh my gosh, really? Like, so, anyway, do you sing, Mr. Sippy?
Do I sing?
Yeah.
In the shower?
Do you think you could ever be an entertainer?
No.
No?
Give me the money, forget the fame.
So, do you think, like, do you have any kind of talents?
Oh, I'm talentless.
You're talentless.
Yeah.
Can you tap dance or anything?
I can jump rope.
You can jump rope. Yeah. So, do you think you can make it?
I can swing my keys on one finger.
Do you think you can make it off of raw talent? Or do you need sex to sell it? Do you need a six pack? That's the question. Whoa. Can you make it off raw talent, or do you need sex to sell it?
Well, my sex appeal is ginormous. It's out there. It's past the world, but I think I can still go on raw talent.
You think you go on raw talent? Yeah. So you don't have to go shirtless?
I don't have to go shirtless or bottomless.
Six pack.
Or wear some thongs. And or wear a banana hammock.
A mankini?
No, a banana hammock.
What? Okay, you're gonna have to draw that for me.
I have to show it to you.
Yeah, you can show that to me.
We'll show that to you after the show. A banana hammock.
A banana hammock.
Banana hammock.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like your ta-ta towel.
Oh, you know they make them for men now too, right?
No, I don't know.
For the boys. For the boys. I mean, for the boys and the girl.
It's a banana hammock.
Banana hammock. Okay. So
it goes around the neck.
Thank you. That sounds like a mankini. That sounds like a mankini.
But it's been out. Bruno has done, has
Oh, that's the banana hammock.
Okay, thank you about your banana. You wanted to know. Banana hammock. Don't All right, know. So a lot of the younger people now, do they really have talent, or are they just making it off sex, off their bodies?
Who's making it off their bodies?
The entertainers now, the singers, the younger generation. Well, it's
not the males. The females are.
But the males are trying to project this image like they're so tough and everything. And
that deals with more so, I mean, that deals with just more so fashion than anything than appeal.
But isn't that like they're appealing like hard because they think that's sexy for girls? Like, isn't that appealing too? Or they take off their shirts and they have six packs, like the movie 300. Was it 300?
Yeah. But most of these, I'm going to say hip-hop artists, don't have six packs. They're like frail. They're little people.
No, and the rockers don't.
Whoa.
Oh, excuse me. That's the wine. Revisiting.
The rockers, they just rock out. I mean, when I hear the word rocker, I'm thinking like Van Halen and what David
about
Lee Roth.
The people of our time. What about like the boy bands they used to have back in the day? There are not any boy bands anymore.
Oh, they're boy bands.
What, the Korean?
BTS.
What is BTS?
I have no idea.
That's a Korean group, right? It is,
girls, American girls love them.
But do they have six packs?
No, they look like little kids.
Okay. Ooh. So are they making
not,
it off?
They're not dressed provocative at all. They're wearing suits and jackets. They're not taking off any clothes or anything like
so
that.
So they're making it off of raw talent.
They're making it off of raw talent. Probably the way they look. Some girls like the way they look.
So that's just their raw talent.
Yeah. They're not taking off any parts, articles of clothing whatsoever.
What you're saying is the men can stay covered up. They might, if they show a six pack, okay. But it's more so the women
that have to show
that are selling sex.
Yeah.
They're showing their bodies.
Yeah. If you look at a photo, look at award shows, see who's dressed up and see who, even if the woman is dressed in a very nice dress, she has something, it's shaped to her body.
Yeah.
It's nothing that's unrevealing about it. The boobie's going to be out. The boom boom is going to be out. You know, it's whatever it is, it's going to be very sexy.
So what? So if the dress is form fitting, is that okay versus just showing like just having a little star across the nipple? Like, I mean,
of course you want to dress nice, but is a low cut dress, V-neck, is that considered to be sexy? A lot of dresses just have the bra top and then the bottom and the midriff is out and all that. So, I mean.
And I'm all for women's rights. Power to the woman. But, you know, I mean, that's just trying to be so decent.
It's being decent, but it's like, I mean, there's so many levels to it that it's hard to explain, understand, and even break down.
So you think if, let's say, Ariana Grande, right? She's a young singer. If she gained like 50 pounds, she's already tiny. But if she gained like 50 pounds, could she still sell albums?
She has a great voice. I think so.
Okay. Let's see. I don't think
she sells sex appeal, though.
If Taylor Swift gained 60 pounds, because she's taller, could she still sell albums?
I don't listen to her that much, so I don't know.
Just looking at her.
Just by looking at her?
Like if she gained 60 pounds.
Off her raw talent?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No. Well, I know there's that one that you like, something. I can't. She has black hair. Something Latrine.
She had a drug overdose.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato.
Yeah, her. If she gained, he's getting excited now.
Boy, dang.
If she gained like 60 pounds, it might look good on her, but
she's already kind of thick. I mean, she's already kind of, healthy.
But that's not that's not in your culture. Wait, what's healthy?
What's healthy?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean, she
I hang get around, it out.
I hang around a lot of ethnic people.
Ethnic people.
Yeah, people of color.
So, people of color.
Yeah. So okay. She, from what I've seen, she was from pictures I've seen, she was kind of thick.
Okay, so is she gained like 50 pounds? Because she still sell.
Once again, she has a good singing voice.
She has a good voice.
She has a good voice.
But is that what the public wants?
So it's just
wants?
Like it's just, no, it's not what the public want, but it's what the public hears when they're out in public.
And you
they
know,
can't see you sing on an iPod or on the Apple Music or whatever. So just like Mariah Carey gained weight, she still was selling albums.
Right.
Just like Aretha Franklin fluctuated her weight, still selling albums.
But she's a whole different.
Yeah, but it still remains, but. Just because you gain some weight doesn't mean you're gonna stop making money or selling albums. Luther Vandross went up and down.
He's a man. That's yeah, different.
But still, he still sold it. Who else? I don't know who else.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Now Adele.
Adele
right?
Has
she,
a great singing
she has
voice.
An awesome singing voice. But they talked about that poor girl because of her weight.
Yeah.
And she's not even
And they still bought the album.
And they still bought
they
the
still
album.
Bought so if you have excellent
true
raw
talent. True talent.
You can't survive.
If Jennifer Lopez gained
she 60 won't
pounds, she wouldn't. She wouldn't make it.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Mm.
Nope. That's why she stays in the gym.
That's why. So some... So some people know that, you know, if they didn't have good bodies,
they wouldn't make it.
Because right. they're basically selling off of their body.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You think she's the same?
I think she's a better actress.
I give her that, yeah.
Yeah. She's a better actress than singer.
She has some pretty good hits and stuff, you know, but
they're catchy.
I never bought a tape.
A tape? He said a tape. This dude said a tape.
I never bought a tape.
Okay, so the next one is, do people marry for love, sex, or financial stability today? Why did you marry? Did you marry for?
I married for love, financial stability.
For who?
Found stability. I found stability. Still working on the financial part. So I married for love.
I married for financial stability.
Well, dang, we in the wrong marriage then. Who you married then? You ain't married me.
I thought you were rich when I saw you. No, guys, like I was his boss when we met.
If you stop telling that lie.
What? I was his boss.
I was wearing some fake Birkenstocks, so you can get back.
That you still love to wear to this day.
I love my clogs.
Where are they?
I don't know, probably in the trash somewhere. I'm like the real deal.
The clogs. He wore clogs. I never dated a guy that wore, wore clogs.
I love them.
So well, I believe clogs are the wooden heeled shoes. So no, those are mules. No, I don't know. But anyway, so do people marry for love, sex, or financial stability? So the women that marry the athletes, is that love?
That's financial stability.
Financial stability.
Yeah. If they were with them since they were in the gym. You know, that could be love. Unless it was them seeing themselves as a ticket.
Like
a meal ticket.
Like LeBron James's wife, right?
That's love.
Because she was with him like
day one.
What
she was with, I don't know.
Weren't they from high
school?
Straight out of high school, yeah. Right?
She was with him when he was shooting in the gym. When he was practicing. So that's the day one. You know, I think he slipped up maybe one time, but he came back. He bounced back.
He bounced back.
I think so. I think he slipped up.
Going away from that, like, if you know that you're in a stable relationship and you are famous like that, why are you going to, like, cheat? Why?
Right. When you why? Know for a fact why they want to be.
You know that.
If you didn't have this wealth, would they still look at you?
Right.
And more, I would say more basketball athletes have more chances at winning because people can see their faces. They know who they are, you know, versus someone that plays football. They have a mask on. So it's like, you don't know the person, a football player or not, because they're behind this mask.
So you try to look at the body. The body shape or something, I guess. Know. I don't know.
But I'm just saying, it's probably more females want an NBA athletes because they can see their faces versus a football player. I'm quite sure the numbers are still high regards to both of them. But
what about soccer players? Them too. Yeah, they probably go to it.
Yeah.
Go through it. I know baseball.
Yeah.
They go through it too.
Yeah. All professional athletes, minor league and major league. They're chores, quote unquote.
Chores.
Lurking
not
around.
Not chores that you do at home.
No. Take the C off.
garden that, tools.
That are lurking around.
Lurking. Like they're just.
Yeah, for that big payoff. Yeah.
Lurking. Lurking for the payoff. Oh, good. Spread widely. Yeah, so they're lurking. They're looking for somebody. You know, this is straight off the answer. I'm going down that rabbit hole. So today, you know, I like to practice on my French, and I like to watch French movies, right? And you just reminded me of the movie when you said that the athletes know what the women, they should know what they're after. And okay, so getting back to this movie, these teenagers, which if you have children, you need to be aware of this, but they would send out this text and it was like, bang gang. And so all of them would come and meet up at the house and do their thing, right? So towards the end of the movie, this one girl that, you know, they were doing drugs and everything, and they got high, and she was like, I wanna share love with everybody. And so she shared love with everybody and then ended up with syphilis.
Shared love?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, she went to her healthcare provider. And the healthcare provider, they called the school and said, everybody at this high school needs to come down to the office to get tested for, for syphilis. And some had syphilis, some had gonorrhea, some had like a whole bunch of stuff. So getting back to the athletes, like, you know what these women are about. You know what they want. Why would you risk yourself to, you know, diseases, STDs, when you have, if you have a wife at home, you know, just for someone that's stable, that you know is not going out, that's not stepping out on you. I don't understand that. I don't get that. So anyway, more people should marry for love.
Yes. Marry for love, not for financial.
And let's say if they marry for sex, right? No. So they marry for sex, and they might be having great sex, awesome sex. That's the first thing they think about. And then once they stop having the sex, there's nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, there's nothing else. That's it.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's pay this bill.
So now it's more like a one night stand when you kind of do it that way. So I think, like, what, marry for love, be friends first. What they used to say in the old days, court.
Courtship.
Courtship.
Yeah.
Date. and then move into the other stuff, you know, but
slowly,
yeah. Because you have to remember that person that you have sex with could possibly be your child's mother or father, and you could get stuck with them for life. And then you'll be paying child support whether you are a male or a female. So just remember that. Remember that. It's not cool.
Message.
Right. Because that's just not cool, guys.
All right.
So. All
right, so that is.
Okay. No, we got one more. One more. It's social media taking away the connection.
All right. Did we speak on this already?
No.
Like in one show?
No.
I ranted about it.
No. You rant. You rant all the time.
Mm.
So is social media taking away our connection? We did say, like,
connection to what?
Connection to other people.
Yes.
How do you meet people now? Since we are all workaholics, we meet people online now, right?
Yeah, some people still meet people at work. Or
where do you meet people? You meet them at work?
At work.
Where do you meet them at Walmart?
Travels and places you go. I mean, you never know who you might strike up a conversation with. But that is a older person speaking about that.
I mean,
I think younger people probably meet people online or at schools and stuff like that. But there is some form of disconnect due to technology.
So has anyone out there ever met somebody online and it actually worked out and they didn't turn out to be Craigslist killers? Can somebody let me know? Well, I guess you can't let me know if you're not living, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, do online relationships work? Or do you have to meet the person face-to-face? Now, there's no love in the club, right? That's what we used to say when we were in college. There's no love in the club. You can't meet anybody in the club and, like, expect that to work out, because those are usually like sometimes one night.
Are you talking about relationship?
Yeah, like the connections.
Or are you just talking about friendship?
Everything has social media taken that away. Like just the connection.
I don't think it's taking
meeting people. Just everything.
I think you need to put an age bracket on that, because it all depends on the age area.
So like people. Okay, so we're in our 40s. So people in our age bracket now, we're busy. We have a lot of things
we
to
can
do.
Do both.
Do we have
time? We can meet
time?
People online. We can meet people out in public in our lives.
So people 35 and under, what are they
doing? Same. I think it's still the same. Whether they meet people at work or out in public and in their lives, the younger ones, I think it's more so everything is based online.
From what, like 17, 18 to 25?
Yeah.
Or 18 to 30?
18 to 30.
So those are the ones that, like, don't have any...
They have a disconnect. So, I mean, they're on social media every day. They're liking other people's pictures. And they're wanting to date people that are online. I mean, it's the way it is. There are some older people that are looking for dates online because they're too busy to try to go out there in the world and find someone. And it is a lot more accessible. You have a lot more access to people when you go online as well.
Then you have to worry about, like, is this your real picture?
Well, that's why you don't go to the fake sites. You go to the trusted sites. You know, the people like, you know, Match.com and stuff like that, where people go to and they just, I mean, these are people that are busy. They don't have time to, like, really, like, go out there and go to a bar.
Do some speed dating.
And do some, stuff like that, you know, and do dating and stuff like that. So they plug in their profile. Let the computer algorithms do their work, you know.
Okay, so you're going technical. You're going computer style on me. I'm talking about algorithms and stuff.
I'm just
I mean, they could do that, but I think it's taking away the social connection, though. you know, because the kids now, it's all about likes. Oh, I don't like that person. I'm going to swipe left. I'm going to swipe right. That's, you know, is that Tinder?
Tinder.
Well, they do that too and other
Tinder's
stuff.
Tinder's for hookups.
Hookups. Oh, that's not for relationships at all.
No. No.
That's just for hookups.
That's hookup. That's like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I just came from the club and you need something. I need something. Let's get that something on together and we just go and buy our business.
One like night stands.
You got the chicken. I got the bread. Let's make a sandwich.
Oh, and then after it's done,
bye. See you later.
Let's leave the restaurant.
Let's leave the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Okay. But yeah, I think the social connections they're going away because the kids aren't getting out anymore and they're depending too much on likes. And it's getting serious, you know. They don't have the social skills that we used to have growing up. So, yeah. But anyway, that brings us to an end.
CLOSE.
So, for those of you that are out there and that are listening, you can go to our website at positiveecs.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you think.
Don't shoot the email. Just, you know, send one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Send an email. I'm sorry. That's me talking from my day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Class of 94. Ooh.
I'll tell you age.
What? Who else is from the class of 94, right? Oh, my gosh. I don't feel like I'm a day over 39.
Okay. Class of 2004. Woo-hoo.
Man, whatever. Woo-hoo. 2004. You shouldn't be here right now.
Woo-hoo.
No. Okay, anyway, positiveecs@gmail.com. Send us a topic that you want to talk about. Follow us on Facebook, Positive Enlight, and also Tumblr, Positive Enlightenment, and also Instagram, Positive Enlightened, and Twitter, Positive Enlightened. And so I don't have my sticker that I usually say. What do I usually say at the end?
I have no idea.
It's on the wall. I'm in a different room tonight. So don't let any man or woman stop you from getting what is yours. And join us on Monday Motivational Mondays. I've had a glass of wine, so please excuse me. But it's called Motivational Monday Enlightenment. Yes.
You edit the S on it.
So, yeah, join us on Mondays. Early in the morning. I don't know. I might do it all week. But for now, it's just on Monday. And we are on Eastern Standard Time. Leave me alone. We're on Eastern Standard Time. So it might be at 4 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So West Coast, that's going to be kind of
7 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of late or early, depending on what kind of person you are. But yeah, so anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Follow us. Like us. What were you about to say, Mr. Sippy?
I just gonna say my name. That's all.
Oh, well, say your name.
Say my name.
Okay.
My name is Mississippi, and I'm out.
Yeah, he would definitely have to have a six-pack because the raw talent, I don't know about that.
Wow.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Friday. Bye.